سلام کعبه دلها حسین جان، سلام شمع ما فلها حسین جانم،
حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جان.
اعوذ بالله من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون. ما يكذبك بعد بالدين؟ أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين؟ صدق الله العلي العظيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا شفيع ذنوبنا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Inshallah, our talk tonight will be in English, mostly in English, because last night we had some brothers from Iran and sisters from Iran, so we spoke some Farsi. Maybe we spoke a little bit more Farsi. So inshallah, tonight we're going to do it in English. بإذن الله تعالى بعد الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في محكم كتابه وبيانه، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صدق الله العلي العظيم. This is the chapter of Al-Asr. And by other meaning is the chapter of the time. It's so brief, but it has very powerful and very rich message and meaning. And it occupies by itself the same position of the long chapters as Al-Baqarah and Al-Umran. That's why we have in the Holy Quran 114 chapters. We don't have 114 chapters. Some they are long ones and some they are short ones, chapters. Very open message. And a very decisive message. And when we go to Karbala and speak about Karbala, and when we want to count the shuhada, the martyrs in Karbala, we do not say this is old and this is young. We say all the shuhada of Karbala, that they did occupy in the same time the same position in nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of judgment. They are the masters of the martyrdom, of the name of the martyrdom throughout the history of the human being. You want to count Habib ibn Mudahir, who was 95 years old when he was fighting and executing the command of Al-Imam Al-Husayn alayhi salam, or you want to count Abdullah al-Radi', who was 3 or 4 months old. They have the same position of shahada. And this brief chapter has the same position of the other chapters. With it you can count 114. But the message that we can get from this one is so valuable, so important, and so decisive. And the ulama and the commentators of the Holy Quran brought too many meanings for the word Al-Asr. And before we go to those three meanings of Al-Asr, if we have time for that one, let us say this one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran repeated some words of Al-Qasam, by the time. In any time there is a Qasam in the Holy Quran, there is a very important and strategic matters after. We do Qasam because we want to prove that this story is right or wrong. That's why we do Qasam. Why we do Qasam? And usually when we, as human beings, do Qasam, we use the name of the Lord, the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to bring His name to witness that I'm wrong, I'm right, you're wrong. He's right, you're wrong, something like this. To prove that your case is right. We are the makhluqeen, the creatures. We bring the name of the Creator to prove that our case is right and the other cases are wrong. And Al-Qasam in the same time cannot be, and it's not gonna be accepted if you wanna use, for example, by the Holy Quran, I'm gonna do this work, or I'm promise you to do this one. By the Holy Quran, it's good, but it's not going to be counted as a real qasam. Because the real qasam should be using the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like Wallahi, Billahi, Tallahi, that I'm going to pay $50 as sadaqah if my son, for example, healed or recovered from his tiredness and sickness. And when he is recovered from his tiredness and sickness, and I did the qasam billahi that I will pay this amount as a sadaqah, and I don't do it, in this case, I have to pay penalty. And the penalty is 3 days of siyam or feeding 10 poors. And the condition of doing this one, paying penalty to feed 10 poors or doing siyam of 3 days, if I did the qasam by the name of the Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi, billahi, tallahi, wa ahdi billah. There is no qasam if you want to use the Holy Quran. There is no qasam if I want to use the name of my own father. There is no, in Iraq or in Lebanon or somewhere else, they do qasam by their own mustache sometimes. By my mustache, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that one. This is a qasam. In the culture there in Iraq or in Iran, if somebody would go in Lebanon, if they will do the qasam by their mustache, this is very heavyweight qasam. Okay? That I will cut my mustache if I didn't do it. It works in a culture way, but it does not work in a religious way at all and cannot be counted as a qasam. This is us. I want to say this one just to give you a little information about this one. So we are as makhluqeen, as creatures, we use the name of the Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to approve our case. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does his qasam. Allah azza wa jal, الَّذِي هُوَ الْخَالِقِ نَحْنُ الْمَخْلُقُونَ نُقْسِمُ بِالْخَالِقِ وَالْخَالِقِ يُقْسِمُ بِمَا خَلَقِ. Al-Khaliq, the creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does his qasam by the things that he had made and created in this life. For us, we cannot do it. Like this time, by the time, who can create time? Who can purchase time? From any store, they usually purchase time. If people, they are able to purchase time, the rich ones, they're gonna live forever because they buy days, they buy weeks, they buy years, and they buy decades, they buy new ages. They cannot. Then the time is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the creator of the opportunities that we are using in our own life. Like that qasam, if you wanna go to the chapter of Ash-Shams, والشمس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها والسماء وما بناها والأرض وما طحاها ونفس وما سواها. All those قسمs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought them as قسمs because he did create them, and there's no one around in this world, in the history of the life of the human being, that can make a natural sun, this planet, or a moon, for example, or a day, or he can change the night to a day on his own will. There's no way. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is handling the organization of this world, and it's himself that is handling the, for example, the fallen rain, where and how this rain is going to fall. The nature is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something just to be added on the information that we need to put in the scene tonight about the qasam. We are as creatures, we do the qasam by the name of the Lord, the creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, And the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does many qasam, or did many qasam in the same time in the Holy Quran, in some chapters, to prove something that is very important and strategic. Before some other brothers that they joined us in this beautiful room that is actually beautified with this beautiful faces and presence. What happened? We have recited the chapter of At-Teen. This is another qasam. Teen. Some people they think teen. If you want to go for the teen in English, it's the fake. You think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought this qasam by the fake? Maybe it could be, but there is no way. There is no way that anyone on this earth that is able to create and make a natural fig tree without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You put the seed in the ground, seed of fig, and that tree will grow up. But who's giving the soul to that seed in the ground? Maybe you are given water, but who is giving the soul? There's a verse in the Holy Quran that says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وآية لهم الأرض الميتة أحييناها وأخرجنا منها حبا فمنه يأكلون. And it's a sign of our creations that dead earth, we have given it life. And we made those seeds grow up to be like a fruitful trees, so a human can use for their food. وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ الْأَرْضُ الْمَيْتَةُ أَحْيَيْنَاهَا. We have given life to that seed that could make a big tree that has some fruits. We didn't do that. We used the tools and the cells that they are in the ground and in the earth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, and then it went naturally. They grew up as a very beautiful and fruitful tree. But I don't think our commentators, they don't go for that one, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did this qasam by the fig. It could be something else, and maybe we're gonna come to that after in few, inshallah. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
And this goes in the same time, wa teen, wa zaytun, wa turi sinin, that mountain, okay, that mountain. Who can make earth like this, planet like this? وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينَ. Oh, it has some other terms. But let us stay with this Al-Asr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Holy Quran, is telling us by the time. What happened? إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. The insan, every insan is in a big loss. Except those who do believe and they do righteous work. But Al-Asr itself has three kinds of meanings. First, that is very clear and very easy to talk about. Just take it as is. Somebody would say Al-Asr is the time. But some people, they went and said that maybe the Holy Quran is talking about the Salat al-Asr. Salat al-Asr, that is very important. And why Salat al-Asr is very important? Why the other prayers are not important? Like Dhuhr or Subh or Isha, they are important too. Why you wanna tell me that Asr only is very, very, very important? And the Holy Quran says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَحَافِظُوا عَلَى الصَّلَوَاتِ وَالصَّلَاةِ الْوُسْطَى. The Holy Quran did not designate for us which Salat al-Wusta is that we have to really safeguard it and pay attention to it and take care of it and watch our moves around that day so we don't lose it, we don't miss the opportunity to perform it. We don't know which one actually is Salat al-Asr so we can go for it. And we don't miss it. It's very bad, let me tell you, this one, it's very bad for us to say that Salat al-Asr is better than Salat, has higher position than Salat al-Dhuhr. And Salat or Salat al-Dhuhr has higher position than Salat al-Subh, or Salat al-Subh has higher position than Salat than any other prayer. It doesn't work like this. And this is the wisdom, and this is the secret why the Holy Quran did not tell us exactly which prayer that we have to pay attention to. Which prayer that we have to concentrate more on it. What is the secret and what is the wisdom behind this one? Let me tell you what is the wisdom. Because if Salat al-Asr is the most important prayer among the five daily prayers, it means, okay, I will pay attention to this one and I will not pay much attention to the other ones. Maybe I will be lazy in the morning and I will keep my sleeping hours longer and longer until after sunrise. And I don't wake up for the Salat al-Subh because I have to pay attention to Salat al-Dhuhr. Why I have to wake up? Because it's not so important as the other one. This is terrible. If we would think that one is more important than this one. Or some people, they will say, well, the Isha prayer is not so important. We are driving right now. We are not going to stop on that rest area and take our time in doing ablution and then go down and pray on that beautiful nature, on that beautiful grass. We don't want to do that one. Let us pay attention to Salat al-Asr. This would create some kind of laziness in somebody's worship life. It doesn't work like this. Why? What is the secret behind covering the truth about which prayer is important? So there is no one is important than the others. All of them are important. All the prayers are important. That's why the Holy Quran said, "Hafidu ala salawat wa salat al-wusta," because if you want to take any one of those prayers, Salat al-Subh comes between two from here and two from here. It's wusta, comes in the middle. If you want to take al-Asr, it's wusta at the same time, two from here and two from here. They are five. If you want to take al-Isha, two from here and two from here. Al-Isha is between al-Asr and al-Maghrib. And Subh from here and Dhuhr from here. Any one of those prayers you want to take, you could give it the title of As-Salat al-Wusta, the prayer that comes in the middle between two from here and two from here. So in this case, we pay attention to all those salawat, to all those salawat al-Khams. Let us take every one of them as Salat al-Wusta, not Salat al-Asr. Yani mostly, the Sunni brothers, the Sunni madhab, they go more for this interpretation that Salat al-Asr is the most important. And they give you a hard time if you want to go to Hajj and you're going to be in bad shape if you want to be staying in those hotels just facing the Haram. Because you want to cross, you cannot cross. You cannot. Dhuhr, yeah, I don't know how much it takes. And then you go, you want to come back, you can. Asr started, they block Al-Haram and around Al-Haram. It's terrible. They make it five times. Maghrib now, Isha later, Dhuhr now, Asr later. So they block it, actually people's movements around Mecca. We are in trouble if you want to stay in those hotels. And it happens, you have 10 days, I stayed in that big hotel. Around the Haram, we thought we are very happy and we are very close to the Haram. And those who come from outside, from Aziziyya to the Haram, they reach first. They reach first, and you cannot cross. So, and they paid much, huh? They pay more attention about Salat al-Asr. طيب يا أخي, all those, we said, all those prayers are As-Salat al-Wusta. As-Salat al-Wusta. Alhamdulillah. That Prophet wasallam said that we can unite those prayers. We are not united them like in one prayer. When you do a Dhuhr and an Asr, you are not united them in one takbir al-Ihram. You have to divide between this and that. You make separation. When you finish with at-Taslim in the first salah, you can make, mashallah, Tasbih al-Zahra, which you can be rewarded too much about it. Huh? When you do a Tasbih al-Zahra, and start over with the other prayer by another takbira. We are not uniting those prayers, but we are making them close to each other. Maybe because the Prophet knows, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what's going to be happening in the future of the life of the human, of people. People, they are so busy. If you want to, they are actually giving hard time to the movement of people's life. Anywhere you are, you pray here, and then you go and come back and pray. If you are working any company, engineering here or there, airport or something, or any other place, factory, making cars, stop the factory, everybody, and go for the prayer. Nobody would do that. That's why they still ride in camels, and here they are riding different. It's different. They are making car 24 hours shift. We didn't have that 24-hour shifts in the Middle East or in our country. You have 24-hour shifts in this country. You have time to pray al-Dhuhr and al-Asr, and one time, you make it like half an hour of worship in one time. Don't just make separation between this time and the other time. Alhamdulillah, that our faith and our Islam is so easy, so beautiful, and so actually rich, alhamdulillah. So this is, it cannot be taken as very accurate interpretation and meaning and term for Al-Asr, that it's Al-Asr prayer. Let's see another example for that one. During the nights of the holy month of Ramadan, we have Laylatul Qadr. Do we have three nights of Al-Qadr? Do we have that? We have one. So why they make it three? Some they make the other one. Doesn't work like this. Inna and Bismillah ar-Rahim. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. We have only one night of power. We don't have three nights of power. Maybe we'll do three nights of power because we think maybe this. We want to cover it all. But there's another saying from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. I asked one of our brothers in other states. I told him one time, why don't you join our meetings and our lectures in the masjid, in the center? He said, I know. I think I'm very busy, but I think I'm going to join you in the night of power. I said, wow, so the night of power is the only night you want to worship? You could worship any night. Why you want to worship only in the night of power? And how do you know that this is the designated night of power? He said, because Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen was hit in this night and was martyred in the other night. I'm going to come in the martyrdom of Imam alayhi salam. I said to myself that this guy is not going to appear. Maybe he's going to come in the Eid time. And even in the Eid, he didn't show up. Yeah, it doesn't work like this. What happened, Imam al-Saliq alayhi salam said, when we say that those nights are the most important nights among the holy nights of Ramadan, we will pay too much attention. Let us pay much attention to those nights. But we don't want to be lazy for the other nights. We want to be in worship position all the time. We want to try to seize the opportunity every night and every day during the holy moments of Ramadan. So Imam Musaq alayhi salam said, you have to expect. You have to do something to expect that each night of Ramadan is a night of power. So try to use that opportunity. Expect that this night could be the night of Ramadan. In this case, we can catch the night of power. But if you want to wait for this one or that one or maybe the other, the greater one, it doesn't work like this. All nights of Ramadan are very holy, are very important. So you want to use all those nights with worship, with coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is like when you want to eat like a pomegranate, either rumman, pomegranate. there is a riwayah that one seed of that could be the seed could be from heaven. Hey, there's a riwayah for that, and I read it in our books. One seed from that pomegranate is from heaven. So if I want to eat rumman, I want to have it all, because I don't want anyone to take my seed. To take, it's like this: if you want to have rumman, we'll give your brother one and have one full one for you, and don't lose anyone. Don't leave any seed behind. Take it all. So maybe you got that seed from heaven. There's one hadith like this. See, we want to cover it all. We don't want to make shortcuts for our prayers, for our obedience, for our worships all the time. The other example for that we can use, let us say that there are things in our life. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hide things for us, because there is wisdom for them. This is for our own benefit. Why the Holy Quran did not designate how many members of those people of Al-Kahf? Sayyakuluna. خمسة وسادسهم كلبهم ها سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب قل ربي أعلم بعددهم. They will say four, no, maybe five, maybe six, maybe seven, and maybe seven, maybe the number eight is their God. Tell them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the exact number. Why the Holy Quran did not designate the number of Ahl al-Kahf? It's easy, right? It's easy target, right, for the Holy Quran to designate it, but it's not gonna work for us, because the Holy Quran wanted to send a message for us and for the generations to come, that the matter is not the number and the quantity. The matter is the quality. What kind of people we had before, how much they were patient, and how much they were faithful, and how much those times they were doing aggression in life. The target and the goal behind those people of Al-Kahf and the story of Al-Kahf is the tyranny who used to take over that world, and the patience and the endurance and the stability of the faith among those people. It's not the number. Number doesn't work, doesn't do anything. The Holy Quran tells us there are eight. What can I benefit of that? There are eight or nine. That's it. I'm gonna go home and sleep and dream well. It doesn't work with this. But the story behind this one is beyond the numbers. People, they insist that they want to know how many people they are. You don't care about how many people they are. You have to care about the goal behind the story of the people of the cave. It's so easy. Holy Quran, at the same time, we have another one that is hidden. Another one that is hidden. We don't know when we are going to die. Do we know? We don't know. Our time of departure from this life after long life, or long age, for everyone, inshallah, with good health and good wealth and good iman, inshallah. But we don't know when is that our designated time of departure. We don't know. And this is very important. We don't have to know. What if I would be Imam Ali ibn Musa Radha alayhi salam, and I know, well, I don't leave my duties behind. This is different. For the ma'sumeen and for the infallibles, knowledge, how much they know about this and that is different. They are special order that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created in this life. But for us, normal people, we cannot know when we are going to leave. Why we don't have to know when we are going to leave? Because if I would know that in such day, in such hour, in such year and in such month I'm gonna leave, I will be very lazy in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I will do whatever I want according to my own imagination or my own thoughts, and I will make a lot of trouble, and I will use the weapon of repentance and tawbah just one day before I die. Because I know that maybe in 10 years, in that month, I'm going to leave this world. I will make a lot of corruption, a lot of troubles, and I wait for that day. Just in the morning, because I know I'm going to die in the afternoon. In the morning, just I make tawbah and that's it. Not knowing when we are going to leave will help us to organize our life and to shape our life. The time is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all these things, they are hidden from us. This is for our own benefits. Well, anyway, behind there's another two meaning for this one, and I don't know how much we have time to go for all of that, but let us know this one, that the time is very expensive, a treasure in the hand of the human being. As we said in the beginning, we cannot purchase it from any store. How much money you want to have, you want to pay, you cannot purchase time. Not one day, not one year, one moment. إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. When the time of departure would come for us that is designated by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot push it back. Imam al-Husayn ibn Ali alayhi salam, one day, there is one of his companions came to him and told him, Ya Aba Abdullah, I need an advice. Advise me. Tell me something very, very yani, beautiful and important. Good advice. Imam Hussein alayhi salam told him, let me tell you this one. Try to find a place or a location that the eye watch of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot find you there and do whatever you want in your life. Try to find a place. You go deep, deep in the ocean. You go any planet. You do whatever you want. You go hide behind that rock, that mountain, okay? And find a place that on the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot designate your location. And do whatever you want in this life. He said, well, there's no way where to go. Anywhere we are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. Al-Imam al-Islam also told him this one, and try to find food or water that is not belong to God and do whatever you want. Go to this place, that place, seek in this earth, any other, any place, go to the sky, anywhere. Just find food, that source of food that is not belong to God, okay, and water that is not belong to God. And do whatever, commit any sin you want. Commit any sin you want if you can find food or water that does not belong to God. We see that train that is coming. Quran is telling us, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, أَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ. Do you see that water that Allah, that water that you are drinking? أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ. It's you that you made this rain fall in this sweet way to the ground. And from that sky, from the clouds, أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ لَوْ نَشَاءُ لَجَعَلْنَاهُ أُجَاجًا فَلَوْلَا تَشْكُرُونَ لَوْ نَشَاءُ لَجَعَلْنَاهُ أُجَاجًا. This would tell us that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because how we get sweet water? Because the water of the seas evaporates, the bakhr, and would build some kind of clouds, and the divine chemical operation and factory would squeeze that cloud and would bring you down a very sweet water. Like this. Without this operation, the water would remain salt. Would remain salt. We're gonna drink the water of the seas. The water. Can anybody drink the water from the sea? You're gonna be more thirsty and more thirsty. There is no way. We cannot handle it. We cannot drink one time. And sometimes some seas are very. Some waters of the seas and oceans are even more bitter than the other ones. They are more salty. I remember I was in Turkey one time. We have Mediterranean and we have all over, and we taste the water. Yes, it's okay. But I took some water from the Black Sea somewhere in Turkey. I felt like dizzy, like I can't move. I can't move. Who's this? It's more than salt. I don't know what happened with that water. I thought I'm gonna leave this world. If I would drink more or drink twice, I don't know what would happen. Subhanallah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made living inside that water of the Black Sea, that from there you can get your food when you use your energy and get some fishes from there, and you use that food. That gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would keep it as is, and we drink from the sea's water, it doesn't work. We cannot handle even one day in that. And plus, Abu Abdullah al-Husayn told him, let me tell you this one. If an angel of death, Azrael, Malak al-Mawt, comes to you, approaches you, he want to take your soul, push him back. Tell him, no, I don't want to go with you right now. We'll come back tomorrow. Come back tomorrow, because I have a lot of things in my life. I have promised my daughter to give her this gift next month, because she has birthday. And I have some accounts in my bank. I have to deal with my friends in business. And I have to do this one, I have to do this one. Come back, please, come back next month. Not tomorrow, come back next month. If you can do this one, do whatever you want in life. If you are able to push away the angel of death from taking your soul, you are allowed to do anything. We are so weak. We are nothing as a human, but we are powerful with our iman, with our commitment. That's why the Holy Quran said, "Wal asr," by the time, in the insan lafi khusr, insan is so weak, the insan is in a big loss. Except those two, with those two titles, two characters, that they are al-Iman and al-Amal al-Salih. Those who are mu'mineen and believers, and they do righteous work, they are not going to lose at all. And insan is losing every day, one day. Imam al-Salih alayhi salam said, أيها الإنسان إنما أنت عدد فإذا ذهب يوم ذهب بعضك. Telling that insan that you are nothing but a number. You are nothing but a number. If one day would go, if you lose one day, 124 hours would go away from your age. So you are in a situation of reduction. You're going down gradually. Sharif al-Radi said, راحل الألب والليالي نزول ومضر بك البقاء الطويل. Sharif al-Radi, one of our Sadat, he said, أيها الإنسان, you are in a journey, in a one-way journey. And the nights and the moments they are in, they're coming down, going away from your way. They are disappearing one after one. وَمُضَرٌ بِكَ الْبَقَاءُ الطَّوِيلُ. If you think you want to stay forever, it's going to hurt you big. Because if you want to reach for the age of 100, 110, 117, 120, you're going to lose the power that you think with. You're going to use the power that you hear with. You cannot hear very well. You cannot see very well. You cannot think very well. You're going to lose your memory. People, they lose their teeth. They can't even eat. They have to feed them. They have to, They come back like they were a baby in the cradle. That baby in the cradle, he needs 24 hours watch. If that man continues in age, he will be even worse than a baby. Baby you would love because it's a new baby born. You will love it and you will love to play with it. You want to help it, you want to support it, you want to have it around. But if you have somebody, and everybody, see, everybody's like this, everybody would remain forever, this life is going to be disaster. It's going to be disaster. SubhanAllah. So the iman, faith, commitment, and the righteous work, they are two wings in this life that can make somebody fly from here to the next one. It's like a bird that cannot fly with one wing. One wing cannot make that bird fly. Or the jet cannot fly in the space with one wing. It has to have two long wings to fly in the space. And we need those two wings to fly from here to there. One of them is al-Iman, and the other one is al-Amal al-Salih. Because Iman by itself doesn't work. Al-Amal al-Salih by itself doesn't work. We have to have the combination of the faith and righteous work. In more than 52 ayah in the Quran Kareem, it says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Everywhere. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And by going to reach at the time, Ladina Amanu is a beautiful approach. Imam Salih alayhi salam was asked this, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, Taqullah haqqa tuqatih, wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara, wa quduha al-nas wa al-hijara, wa al-asr inna al-insana lafi khusr illa ladina amanu wa amalu salihat. Some commentators, they take this ayah and they take this ayah to Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam because they are the ones that they did, they maintain on their iman and their amal as-salih. We are doing that one, but I don't think we are every day in this full obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we believe that Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, they are infallible and they are always in every moment in their life, they are mu'mineen, and always in their life, every moment they are doing amal salih. Because some commentators they take to Ahlul Bayt. Alhamdulillah, that Ahlul Bayt, they are letting us share. They are letting us share in this one. So the Imam Salih alayhi salam was asked by someone. He told him, Ibn Rasulullah, we have Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Tell us anything about it. What is Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu? Qala al-Imam Salih alayhi salam, there's no Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu that is mentioned in the Holy Quran in the beginning of any verse, but my grandfather Ali alayhi salam is chief and commander because Ali is Amir. Any Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu you see in the Holy Quran, Ali alayhi salam is the commander in chief for all the mu'mineen. And according to the tafsir al-Kashaf, there's this ayah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Inna al-lazina amanu wa amilu al-salihat, is to make you smile, to make you happy. Ya inna al-lazina amanu wa amilu al-salihat, ulaikuhum khayrul bariya. Imam Ali told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, who are they, al-lazina amanu an amilu al-salihat? Who are they that they are the best type of people? The Prophet ﷺ told him, these are you, and you are your Shia, Ya Ali. But one thing, we're going to go for this one. I'm going to finish it in here, inshallah. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu always comes in the beginning of the ayah, of the verse. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم يا أيها الذين آمنوا maybe 100 times and more يا أيها الذين آمنوا but this يا أيها الذين آمنوا that came in the beginning of all verses, it came one time in the middle of the verse. Which verse this one is? And this is beautiful. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We got to recite it right now. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuha al-lazina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslim.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
This is As-Salat al-Muhammadiyya, al-Haydariyya, al-Hasaniyya, al-Husayniyya, al-Ja'fariyya, al-Musawiyya, al-Alawiyya, al-Mahdawiyya. This is the Salat. Anywhere you go around this globe, everywhere in the corner, you'll see that Salawat, but from the Shia of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Anytime when the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned, we have to say loud Salawat. And this As-Salat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, as our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man salla alayya marra, sallat alayhi al-malaikatu sab'een marra.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
And the last one, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, As-Salat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, tuthaqqilu al-mizan yawm al-qiyam. Someone who would repeatedly send in salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, his mizan, his way of work, his file of work will be double in the day of judgment, will be more heavy. The good work, the righteous work, the good deeds, they will be increased big time in the day of judgment. Ayyuha al-ikhwa wal-akhwan, أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته صلوا على محمد وآل محمد
سلامك يا بي دلها حسن جان سلام شام ما فلها حسن جان
حسن جان حسن جان حسن جان حسن جان
سلام ای باب رحمت باب جنت سلام ای باب رحمت باب جنت سلام ای رهبر والا حسین جان سلام ای میوه قلب پیامبر سلام ای میوه قلب پیامبر سلام ای زاده زهرا حسین جانم
حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین
نام تو باشم همیشه بلبم نام تو باشم همی گویم که ای مولا حسین جانم قامت را از دل و جان میپذیرم قامت را از دل و جان میپذیرم
حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جان حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جانم
همیشه بر لبم نام تو باشد همیشه بر لبم نام تو باشد همی گویم که ای مولا حسین جانم غمت را از دل و جان می‌پذیرم غمت را از دل و جان می‌پذیرم کنم برپا از آیت را حسین جانم
حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جانم